to our country by the entry of foreign nationals who are not properly vetted, as well as those who come here as temporary visitors and overstay their visas. We don't want them.
The president making his announcement on social media. The ban affects people from countries mostly from the Middle East and from Africa. The president saying he'll block international students who have been accepted to Harvard from entering the United States, and ordering his attorney general to look into whether the Biden administration sought to conspire to cover up Biden's mental state while in office. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli-Americans, a couple in their 70s, who were killed during the October 7th attacks. The husband and wife's remains were found in Khan Yunis in Gaza. This is ABC News. A key witness is set to take the stand today in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial. ABC's Peter Haralambos has been covering it in New York.
Jurors have so far heard from two women who allege they were victims of Combs' violence and abuse. And on Thursday, they're set to hear from the third and final alleged victim in the case, a single mother who became romantically involved with Combs in 2020. Prosecutors say the woman, who will testify under the pseudonym Jane, was sex trafficked by Combs as recently as last year, and that he pressured her to say her sexual encounters with him were consensual after authorities began investigating the rap mogul. Prosecutors say her testimony will run at least 5 days. From federal court in Manhattan, Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
Japanese company iSpace will make its second attempt to land a spacecraft on the moon after the first attempt 2 years ago failed. iSpace is hoping to carry out experiments to generate power and food in preparation for building a lunar colony in the next 15 years. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When it comes to reliable service and hometown values, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua stands out. They offer full synthetic oil changes for just $49.95 every day. It's easy to keep your vehicle running like new with their friendly service and honest advice. Shoppers can check out a great selection of new 2025 models on the lot. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business.
Plenty of Wisconsin farmers still concerned about the tone that's been set with the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. One of those, Doug Rebout, he is the president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. Rebout says that with more and more consumers generationally removed from where their food comes from, education is key.
We need to show them, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the money we're investing in technology, into our equipment, to make sure we are producing a safe and, you know, affordable product. And, you know, that's the big thing right there, that affordability. We need to make sure that, you know, what we're producing on the farm, people can afford to eat. And with these studies coming out, that's going to make it tougher. That's going to raise the price of food with these studies coming out.
Doug Rebout, farmer in Janesville, also president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, he said he is going to be watching reaction and progress from the Make America Healthy Again Commission report because he says, obviously, it could impact his farming future.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
And the Association of Equipment Manufacturers showing support for legislation that would establish a Dairy Innovation Fund here in Wisconsin. The legislation would help small and medium-sized farms invest in next-generation agriculture technology that creates a zero-interest revolving loan program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation that would allow dairy producers to upgrade outdated equipment, adopt precision agriculture tools, and modernize manure management systems. The bill right now has been introduced by State Representative Clint Moses from Menominee and State Senator Rob Staffschult from New Richmond. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his three-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher, at least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Tyrese Halliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39. 98 Q Country.
I was raced off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know life at both ends, that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much in my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I went out into the world and I came. I got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer.
on the bed. Now what I should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Last night I came home at a quarter till three. And to my surprise, she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd have never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
The big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
We'll be right back. see the way you kiss. Ooh, I love watching you, baby. When you're driving me, ooh, crazy. Ooh, I love the way you love the way you love me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Cowboys Cry. Hey everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise, but ain't got much memory of the scenes. Come to think, I missed them all, and damn babe, it's all your fault. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on. Coast, remember Pfeiffer Beach, you and me, that sunset, cliffs by the sea, and the night rolled in, and you still talk about that moon that I can't recall, but God, I saw all I needed to, might as well have stayed in the room. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter. Don't you remember Times Square? And people counting down everywhere. 2000, whatever, no, I didn't care. Cause baby, you were there. And once again, couldn't help but stare. No matter where we go,
you're there. Girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on you. Halfway around the world, over a local corner booth. Yeah, you guessed it, girl, you know I got my eyes on you. We can be on any street, any party, any room. I'll be there all night with my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on.
A little Chase Rice for you on a Thursday edition with 98Q Country. A little sunshine working for us out there this morning. And we're going to see, kind of a 4 or 5 day stretch here. We're going to see a little bit of rain scattered in between the sunshine, which isn't a bad thing. 42 is what we're waking up to. I think that was a little bit cooler than what we were expecting. Probably some upper 30s. We haven't talked much about you low outlying people, but probably some 38, 39, some of the outlying areas here this morning, maybe cooler. We'll get up to about 76 for today. Winds will be light and variable throughout the day. Good to be variable. Temperatures will remain in the 70s tomorrow and Saturday. Probably not going to get out of the 60s for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. A little bit cooler. So today, temperature-wise, probably the warmest day that we'll see in about 5 or 6 days. Again, 76 is our current temp. Lots of sunshine today. We'll get up by lunchtime. We'll be up in the low 70s, so not too shabby. Lots to talk about. From yesterday, we had Lakeland and Prentice both advancing on to state in golf. We had tournament baseball, tournament softball, so we'll talk a little bit about all that. More keywords to come up. 7 a.m. hour, we'll throw a $100 bill out on the table for our Civic Media statewide text to win contest, and we'll see if we can't make you a winner of that. So stay tuned. Actually, hang on. You see, I'm pretty much color kind of. Well, I have problems seeing some colors, and the sheet that I have has red, has a blue and green. And blue denotes that it's a Brewer ticket giveaway, and green denotes that it's $100 in cash. And I have discovered from that sheet of paper that my eyes like to drift back and forth between blue and green. So 7 a.m. is going to be Brewer tickets, and then we're going to give away some $100 bills probably midday. So stay tuned. We'll text to win and see if we can't make you a winner. If nothing else, every time you enter each hour, 7, 11, 2, and 4, that entry gets you in for some Scotty summer getaways to Door County and the Dells. Just having a little fun. Break up your work day here. We have some news and sports right now. Twice an hour, we get you updated on what's going on. So let's get you updated right now with ABC at 26 minutes after 6 o'clock. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump signing a proclamation banning people from a dozen countries from entering the United States.
The recent terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, has underscored the extreme dangers posed to our country by the entry of foreign nationals who are not properly vetted, as well as those who come here as temporary visitors and overstay their visas. We don't want them.
The president making his announcement on social media. The ban affects people from countries mostly from the Middle East and from Africa. The president saying he'll block international students who have been accepted to Harvard from entering the United States, and ordering his attorney general to look into whether the Biden administration sought to conspire to cover up Biden's mental state while in office. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli Americans, a couple in their 70s, who were killed during the October 7th attacks. The husband and wife's remains were found in Khan Yunis in Gaza. This is ABC News.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his three-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really he's really become a pitcher. At least he showed today. Some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Therese Halliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, the Prentice golf team taken second at the sectionals yesterday at Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake, and that was good enough to get them on to state. They finished behind Shatek Weyerhaeuser and 9 shots ahead of Ladysmith to grab the number 2 spot. So congratulations to Coach Hakenin and players Maddie Hakenin, along with the Eliah Harding, Noah Millichamp, and also Evan Lord and Hagen Isaacson team members. And the Lakeland golf team, they finished second at their sectional yesterday, and that was good enough for Lakeland to move on also to the state golf tournament. Both teams going back to back. Lakeland golfers, including Jeremy Henson, David Cook, along with Talon Pocket and Michael Melka and Jaden Schilling. So congratulations to all of those golfers on moving on. It'll be an exciting week for them this week and next week down in Madison. The Shawamigan baseball team traveled north up to Iron River to take on Maple Northwestern, and Northwestern wins it by a score of 11-1 to advance on in that sectional play. In other area action, Webster and Mellon both winning. Mellon gets a road win at the Otters of Luck Frederick, so Mellon moves on. And Prentice also, a number 6 seed, they traveled to Bruce and beat them 6-2. So Prentice now has Solon Springs Northwoods for their next contest, which will be held, everything pushed back a day because of the rain earlier in the week. That game will be today, 5 o'clock, Prentice against Solon Springs Northwoods. That'll be at the Solon Springs field again. A little bit later on today, lots of tournament action. We'll talk more about it here, softball and baseball, throughout the morning on 98Q.
Play at the lake that pays all year round. Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Earn up to $200 free play when you join the Lake Club. Bring a friend and you'll get an additional $15 more when they sign up. Don't forget to download our app for free slot game fun on the go. Slots, table games, sportsbook, entertainment, dining, and the friendliest staff in the North Woods. We've got it all at the lake. Winning's more fun at the lake.
Must be 21 to play.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Going on now, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
98Q Country.
Country.
and not loving you. I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do if I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do if I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do if I could make a living out of loving you.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more because they're having fun.
98 Q Country.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon, a couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Fine drinks for everybody. It's a party, got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party, got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, I may never come down. I'll try anything to
first class, so I can drink that cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my, yeah, you know, 'cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party, got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is so sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, they never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They don't know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. I'm getting drunk on
AQ Country.
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say, I love you one more time. When he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. A little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. The shadow on the ground, I'm the whisper in the wind, I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayers. Oh, I'm already there. She got back on the phone, said, I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you, but I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm already there. Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart. I'm the moonlight shining down. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end.
I'm
see some neon stars, a little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on, everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz, don't know what keeps keeping it up. And the telephone rings, hello, are you at home? Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
John Party, 98Q Country. Quarter to seven at 6:45. By the way, we did have to cancel our Brewer bus trip because we did not have enough to fill the one bus. So all the people who signed up have been contacted, or we've attempted to anyway. So I just wanted to let you guys know that we were not able to fill a bus to go. We'll try it again next year, and we'll see. This year we tried to see the Brewers Twins over in Minneapolis. So next year we'll try again, and we'll go to AmFam Field next year, and we'll see how that goes. So we tried. We have a nice day today. Winds light, variable, temperatures 72. Anything outdoors would definitely be acceptable today. Not too hot, not too cold. Very nice. Lots of local stuff to get to. Baseball, softball, golf. Oh, my. Even girls tournament soccer got underway. Also a tournament action in the last couple of days. So we'll chat a little bit about that through the morning. We're going to slip on over to Wheelway this afternoon. Actually, later this morning. I'll be there from 10 to 1. Big June savings going on. If you're in need of a different vehicle, a better vehicle, your local dealer, Wheelway, will tell you about all the savings going on there. Probably there from 10 to 1 today, broadcasting here. First keyword of the day coming up just a little bit. We'll get it to you just after the ID at the top of the hour. Some words of wisdom for a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm just looking at the calendar. I didn't get it wrong. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday. I'm having numeric problems. You ever have that where somebody asks you, hey, well, what is today's date? And you're like, you look at them like, it's a good question. to start the month of June, I'm having numeric dates. So Thursday, June the 5th. Let's get some words of wisdom here. We focus on the family.
Are Lamborghinis and Ferraris really worth $500,000? What about a painting by Vincent van Gogh that broke records when it sold in 1990 for $82.5 million? Could it be we assign value to things based on what we want to be true? Case in point is a marketing stunt by a well-known shoe retailer. They invited people to a private party celebrating a rising star in the shoe design world, an Italian named Bruno Pelessi. The guest entered through glass doors into a glamorous store where they had first crack at what they were told was the pinnacle of high-end footwear. Only after the guest purchased thousands of dollars worth of shoes were they told they'd been duped. The shoes were actually inexpensive designs found in stores everywhere by well-known shoe retailer Payless. Everyone was given their money back, but few of them could explain why they had been willing to pay almost 2,000% more than the shoes were worth. It's because we often assign value to things based on what we want to be true rather than what is actually true. Subjectivity skews our perspective. It's why we pay too much for stuff or have trouble resolving political differences, business disputes, or marital problems. To get clarity, we need wisdom. We have to see beyond what we already want to believe and have the courage to seek truth. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Victory Christian Center presents Praise in the Park, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Everyone is welcome to this free event. Enjoy amazing Christian bands by Brendan Brooks, Howard Grip, The Presence Music Band, and Dan Bremnes. Experience local baptisms, and there'll also be food trucks to grab a bite to eat while you enjoy the great music. We'll see you at this great community event June 7th, 2 p.m. for Praise in the Park at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, Wisconsin.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's take a moment to head on down to Wheelway. We've got Pete with us. Top of the day to you there, Pete. How are we doing?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
Great. I understand we are ready to jump right into this summer thing, right?
We have a great selection right now. It doesn't matter if you're looking for a three-quarter ton, half-ton truck, cars, minivans, SUVs. We have payments as low as $99 a month. Wheelway Autos with an S.com. Locate a vehicle, what you want to choose from. Fill out our credit app, and our finance guy will give you a call. And you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
Great time for the next vehicle. Banks are battling for the customer's money, right, Pete? So you're seeing some real nice interest rates.
I'll tell you what, Joe. We haven't seen these interest rates as low as they've been in the last 2 years.
Your next vehicle at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. If they need to adjust the schedule, if their work doesn't allow them to get down there during the day, they can always call you, right, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and jump in these savings before these vehicles are gone.
98Q Country.
They're different. They make you laugh and they just keep going because I have such a long ride in the morning. So they just make me laugh from beginning to end. It's different.
98Q Country.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone, I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. And I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me, so I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Maryland Governor Roy Moore says there is no threat to drinking water amid a 2,000-gallon oil spill in Baltimore Harbor. Mayor Brandon Scott reiterating that moments ago.
We can smell gas. Obviously, you can smell that gas. And we can see the oil on the water. But we know people are understandably concerned. But again, as you just heard, there is no impact to drinking water.
More than 100 people have been working to help contain the spill all night long. President Trump signing a proclamation banning people from a dozen states from entering the U.S. He is also moving to ban international students enrolled at Harvard University from entering the country. And he's having his attorney general look into whether former President Biden's aides disguised any cognitive declines, he says, during his presidency. The bodies of two Israeli Americans, a couple in their 70s who were killed on October 7th have been recovered from Khan Yunis more than 2.5 years after the attacks. This is ABC News. Jurors hearing more dramatic testimony during Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial. ABC's Peter Haralambos with more from New York.
A longtime friend of Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, testified on Wednesday that Combs attacked her for no reason in 2016, dangled her from a 17th-floor balcony, and then threw her into a coffee table before Ventura intervened. Brianna Bangone's testimony marked the latest instance of alleged violence during the lengthy trial, where prosecutors are trying to convince jurors that Combs used his business empire to secretly run a criminal enterprise dedicated to fulfilling his sexual appetites and protecting his reputation. Combs has pleaded not guilty.